It was Mark Antony, and he was laughing. At first I was too angry to speak. Neva hurried to my side and helped brush my dress back in place and refasten my shawl, but I held on to the sword. Oh, why had I thought I would be safe without Puzo? "Here, Commander," said a soldier, stepping between us. He draped a long red cape over Antony's shoulders so he was no longer naked. I felt my courage return. "How dare you!" I tightened my grip on the sword. "But, Princess," he said, "are you not happier being out of the rain?" He was still smiling, obviously pleased with himself. A crowd had gathered in the wet street to watch, but the baker clapped his hands at them to leave. "I am not happy that a brute has laid hands on me in an improper way." I pointed the sword at his face and thought how easy it would be for me to slice off his ear. I wanted to hurt him, but reason cleared my head. I did not want to find myself in a Roman courtroom with Cicero accusing me. Nor did I want to say the wrong thing to Antony, the man I would depend on to lead soldiers to Egypt to reclaim father's throne. I needed to be wise. I bent down to pick up the scabbard, slipped in